Thanks. You look well. Yeah, of course you do. Well, I just mean, you always look nice, so, you know. At least that hasn't changed. Oh, you know. Mom's just, being the best and put me up in my old room and it's fine. It's fine. I get to see the dog, so. Totally worth it. So, how have you been? No, I'm not trying to make awkward conversation. I want to know. Of course I do. Hey. Just tell me. I'm sorry. I brought this back. Well, I don't live here, so I don't need a key to somewhere I don't live, so. I'll be honest. I was debating on telling you something, and you've just told me that you've been feeling shitty, so now I'm even more conflicted, but I don't know, maybe we'll both feel better if I man up and tell you the truth. Truth is, I'm a coward. I am 100% a coward. I sent you a text that said, I'm sorry, but I can't do this anymore. I mean, who the fuck does that? I text, don't you? Because I was selfish and scared and angry. I just didn't know what to do. And I'm not making excuses for myself. I promise you, I take 100% of the blame. But I just want you to know that it was nothing to do with you. Okay? You are not responsible for how I treated you. You are one of the best people I've ever met in my life, and I'm just so sorry that I ran away. Because I did. I do what I've done my entire life, which is to fly away when I can't process or confront or deal with, and I just, I am so ashamed. I got trapped in this way of thinking. I felt so heavy with all of these thoughts and feelings and not feelings, and I just wanted to run. So I did. I ran back home to my mom like the little girl that I am. And I sent you a fucking text. I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. I can't even imagine what that must have felt like. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry, and I know I keep saying that, and anybody can say sorry, I am. I'm so sorry that I hurt you. I don't know what else to say. Feelings. Mental health's nothing to be ashamed of. Spread awareness. Be kind. Confront yourself. And I'm like the fucking person that runs home to their mom. And leaves their boyfriend. Doesn't tell them what's going on. And just runs away. And I don't know why. I don't know why, because you're so wonderful. You are so kind. And you listen to me and you don't get upset when I'm upset. And you just, you're just the best. And I ruined it. I ruined it by being a coward. And the worst thing is, I can live with that mistake. I can live with the fact that I fucked up. I can't ever take that back. I can't ever take you calling me 30 times over and over again. All those messages about how you just wanted to talk and what did you do and you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. And I just, oh my God. Don't you dare hug me, I don't deserve it. No, I didn't come here for you to feel sorry for me. I came to say I was so fucking stupid. I was so stupid. And I was so selfish, and I didn't mean to. No. Please listen. Please. I am not looking for forgiveness. I'm not looking for you to wrap your arms around me and say, it's okay, I totally understand. I want you to be angry. Because you fucking deserve to be. And don't do that thing. I know I get depressed. I know it's real. I know it's justifiable. But you know what? What I did was not. That was not my illness. That was me. Those were my choices. And I chose wrong. You. I have the most wonderful, supportive person by my side, and I said, you know what? I'm still gonna put myself first. I'm still gonna run away and give in to every selfish feeling I have because that's who I am. And it's that you shouldn't accept. Not my mental illness. You should hold me accountable because you deserved better. So much better. And you're still trying to make me feel better. You need better taste in women. That's all you need. It's not on your shirt. Of course I still love you. That never went away. Just made a wrong choice. I was stupid. And I got scared. And I just chose wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Face makes me want to cry. You kind of get snot in your mouth. It's me. So